Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present Warbreaker by Brandon Sanderson. Narrated by Elisa Bresnahan. For Emily, who said yes. Acknowledgements. Working on Warbreaker was an unusual process in some ways. You can read more about it on my website. Suffice it to say that I had a more varied pool of alpha readers than normally, many of whom I know primarily through their handles on my forums. I've tried to get everyone's names in here, but I'm sure I'm going to miss some. If you are one of those individuals, feel free to email me, and we'll try to get you in future printings. The first acknowledgement goes to my lovely wife, Emily Sanderson, whom I married while writing this book. This is the first novel of mine that she had a large hand in by giving me feedback and suggestions, and her help is greatly appreciated. Also, as always, my agent, Joshua Bilmez, and my editor, Moshe Fader, did an extremely large amount of work on this manuscript, taking it from the second or third heightening to at least the eighth. At Tor, several people have gone well beyond their call of duty. The first is Dot Lynn, my publicist, who has been particularly awesome to work with. Thanks, Dot. And, as always, the tireless efforts of Larry Yoder deserve a note, as well as the excellent work of Tor's art director genius, Irene Gallo. Dan Dos Santos did the cover art of this book, and I strongly suggest you check out his website and his other work, because I think he's one of the best in the business right now. Also, Paul Stevens deserves a word of thanks for being the in-house liaison for my books. In the special thanks department, we have Jovens 3 and Dream King 47, Louise Simmerd, Jeff Creer, Megan Kaufman, the LSDJ, Megan Hutchins, Izzy Whiting, Jancy Olds, Drew Olds, Carla Bennion, Eric James Stone, Dan Wells, Isaac Stewart, Ben Olson, Greyhound, Demented Yam, D. DeMille, Lauren, Country Bumpkin, Vadia, U-Boat, Jaden, Dragonfly, Tereth, Barbara J., Sheer Hasarim, Digital Bias, Spink Longfellow, Amy Face, Richard Captain Goradel Gordon, Swiggly, Dawn Cawley, Drario, David B., Michelle Trammell, Matthew R. Carlin, Ollie Tabugger, John Palmer, Henrik Nye, and the insoluble Peter Alstrom. Prologue. It's funny, Vasher thought, how many things begin with my getting thrown into prison? The guards laughed to one another, slamming the cell door shut with a clang. Vasher stood and dusted himself off, rolling his shoulder and wincing. While the bottom half of his cell door was solid wood, the top half was barred, and he could see the three guards open his large duffel and rifle through his possessions. One of them noticed him watching. The guard was an oversized beast of a man with a shaved head and a dirty uniform that barely retained the bright yellow and blue coloring of the Teteller City Guard. Bright colors, Vasher thought. I'll have to get used to those again. In any other nation, the vibrant blues and yellows would have been ridiculous on soldiers. This, however, was Halandrin, land of returned gods, lifeless servants, biochromatic research, and, of course, color. The large guard sauntered up to the cell door, leaving his friends to amuse themselves with Vasher's belongings.
They say you're pretty tough, the man said, sizing up Vasher.
Vasher didn't respond.
The bartender says you beat down some 20 men in the brawl.
The guard rubbed his chin.
You don't look that tough to me. Either way, you should have known better than to strike a priest. The others, they'll spend a night locked up. You, though, you'll hang, colorless fool.
Vasher turned away. His cell was functional, if unoriginal.